In the first chapter and the 10th verse, we read these words from the apostle. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here, without ambiguity, the apostolic mandate is for us, not simply in a cavalier, casual way, inquire into the certainty of our election, but that we are to make our calling and our election sure through a diligent pursuit of that. So the apostle tells us it's very important, and he goes on to tell you why, and we'll get to that, for practical reasons, that we be diligent to make our calling and our election sure. Now, there are lots of people who don't even believe in election, forgetting that this is a biblical concept. But I hear people all the time saying, well, how do you know if you're elect or not? And we're going to address that question in this series as well. But I want to say at this point, I'll say when I talk to people who are bothered by that question and who are struggling with the whole concept of election, I say to them, I can't think of any more important question for you to get resolved in your Christian life than that question. Am I numbered among the elect? Because if we have a sound understanding of election, and if we know that we're numbered among the elect, then that provides unbelievable comfort to us as we work out our salvation with fear and trembling, and as we encounter the various afflictions that are placed before us in the Christian world. You remember Paul and his writing from which the hymn has been written. I know whom I have believed, and I know that he is able to keep that which I've committed in him against that day. See, Paul in himself there is talking about his own confidence in his own future because of his knowledge of where he has placed his trust, where he has placed his faith, and he places his trust not in his own power to persevere, not in his own power to finish the race.